This morning, the Office of Attorney General delivered our response to the Department of Revenue and the Office of General Counsel regarding contract number 2013-005, which is the retention of Camelot Global Services to operate and manage the Pennsylvania State Lottery. The function of the Attorney General's review pursuant to 71 PS 732-01, Section 204F, of the Commonwealth's Attorneys Act is to determine whether a contract is number one, improper form, number two, not statutorily authorized, or number three, unconstitutional. In performing our duties, we compare the contract and all clarifications submitted against the Pennsylvania Constitution, the State Lottery Act, the authority of the Gaming Control Board, and any relevant case law. The Attorney General is an independent agency and is discharged with the responsibility to protect and defend the Constitution on behalf of its citizens. We review approximately 5,000 contracts a year, and while most are approved, we do not rubber stamp any one of them. In fact, my chief deputy told me that it's highly unusual to receive a contract of this scope and magnitude. However, as in any contract, we reviewed this document with great care and with the focus on the law. Our review of the proposed contract, the relevant case law, and the administration's answers to the questions posed in our tolling memorandum of February 5, 2013, leads us to conclude that the proposed contract contravenes the Pennsylvania Constitution and is not statutorily authorized. We therefore do not approve the project management agreement for the following reasons, and there are three of them. Number one, the PMA is an unlawful extension of executive authority that infringes on the General Assembly's powers to make basic policy choices regarding the management and operation of the lottery pursuant to Article 2, Section 1 of the Pennsylvania Constitution. The State Lottery Act does not confer express or implied authority upon the Secretary of Revenue to privatize the operation and management of the Pennsylvania Lottery. That authority rests with the General Assembly. Number two, the contract provides for the development of monitor-based or other electronic games such as Keno, which is not authorized by the State Lottery Act and usurps the authority of the Gaming Control Board with regard to slot machines as defined by the Pennsylvania Racehorse Development and Gaming Act 4 PACS Section 1103. And number three, the proposed contract provides for claims by the vendor for indemnification of indirect expenses. Such open and undefined indemnification constitutes an unconstitutional waiver of the doctrine of sovereign immunity as set forth in the Pennsylvania Constitution, Article 1, Section 11. Be assured, this finding makes no determination regarding policy or the wisdom of the business decision, only the legality of the contract. A message to the public. Be wary of information by politicians that attempts to blame the lawyers who reviewed the contract for the loss of any monies to seniors. We did not write the contract, nor did we negotiate the deal. It is our responsibility to protect the people of Pennsylvania by enforcing the Pennsylvania Constitution and requiring all governmental contracts to follow the law, as each and every one of you is required to do in your everyday lives. It is disingenuous to put the cart before the horse by promising money to people in need based upon a contract before making sure that that contract was legal and then blaming the messenger when it is deemed illegal. Thank you very much. We will hand out a copy of our letter that was distributed this morning prior to today's press conference, and we will also be available to take your questions in writing and any responses, but I believe our press release as well as the letter to OGC as well as the Department of Revenue is very self-explanatory. I want to get back to the work of the Commonwealth, and I wish all of you a very happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.